I walked into the session hall and all I saw everywhere, anywhere, like cat pictures on my grandma's walls. Go all out. Well, tell me more. Is it another one of those cheesy kindergarten sayings like reach for the stars or you did it or superstar? Or is it something more? My mom and daddy always told me, now little Wes, do your best, don't settle. You have to give a little extra to go from ordinary to extraordinary. That it's not enough for us to sit in that desk idly, sleeping as the world continues on without you quietly. Go all out. It's something more. It's a calling, it's a challenge, it's a dare to show our generation we do care. It's the coach screaming, one more time, over and over again, till your arms tremble and beads of sweat roll off your temples. It's not enough for us to waltz like a dancer, carelessly through life, like we'll get to do all this twice. It's something more. It's a challenge. Go all out. It's the only way to live. Be ordinary or be extraordinary. The ball hits in your court, so don't let it slip.
Go all out. Out of where? You can't go without leaving, and you can't be out without being in first. Going all out means not staying all in. But in what? Out of where? The answer we all share. It's unique, but it's the same. It's all the old plays, where we spend our days. All tried and true. Basic, plain, monotone. Welcome, folks, to the comfort zone. It's where we stay, where we live. But unless we push the boundaries, they will never give. Now, the temperature's nice. The weather's fair. Here's the thing, though. There's no adventure there. Our comfort zone is so comfortable, we can't see that it's really a prison, keeping us from going all out, and the only ones who see are those that have risen. So break the walls. Go all out. No room for comfort. No room for doubt. When you feel unsure, that's your character growing. And when we obliterate our comfort zone, we end up knowing that we went all out. Out of comfort, out of average, out of what we are, and into what we can be.
But I can't. I'm tired. No time. No money. You hear it every day from just about everyone. Folks that talk a big game, but not enough to get up before the sun. Neither here nor there. No drive, no care. Giving lip service about service to a world that's heard it and still hurting. But not us. Not here. Not now. We go all out, far past our limits. Or should I say what people define as our limits? Because you and I both know the standard people call us to is far below what we can actually do. We're meant to push ourselves past our limits. That's what our health's for. Not piddle a little until our hands are kind of sore. We talk so much about giving until we're hurting, and then we turn in early because we're tired. But are we really tired, or are we just tired of serving? We can change the world, but it means we're going to have to do more, care more, give more, and love a whole lot more. We'll go all out till our body says quit it. Because when you go all out, you go far past your limit.
A voice rises up deep from within, prying at the cords that tune our lives. We try to cage it in. We try to capture that which is tugging from within. That tugging is a faith born not of words, but of deeds. It's a faith so rare, it's something this world needs. That faith is called the inner drive, and it's challenging us to simply be alive, to go all out, to open our eyes. Let's look at the statistics. 7 billion people today, that's before more are born. 9 billion people tomorrow, by then, how many will we mourn? The pressure is rising. 1 in 6 people go hungry each day. There has to be a way. It hurts me to think that in this room right now, there are 3,000 people resisting the urge to cry because their stomachs are screaming, "Don't let me die!" And for this, we are responsible. So what do we do? Let's take a look at our creed. It says, I believe, have respect, work as a team. Look at the big picture, the beggar in your streets. Be happy myself and play square with those whose happiness depends upon me. So what do? I can tell you that if you listen to your head and ignore your heart, you'll end up with your Chuck Taylors pounding the pavement, running to the end of nowhere. But if you lead with your heart and consult your head, your feet will bring you somewhere to bring hope to those who need fed. Go all out is an inner drive derived from our creed, inserted directly into our lives. If we truly believe those words in our creed, if we truly believe those words, I believe, then we must stand up with a faith born not of words, but of deeds. So what are you going to do? Will you let life slip through your fingers like grains of sand in a flask? Or will you stand solid for your part in that inspiring task? I ask you, what are you going to do? Because the inner drive is alive. And when we choose to act, we choose to be alive. So what will you choose? Because I choose to go all out and follow the drive.
She wakes up every morning at dawn, puts her gloves on and sets to her work before nature even turns the lights on. She has to, she must, it's what she loves to do, because when you love something, doing it's not something you choose. She goes all out every day, every single day. Loving her work, working with her hands. She's growing food to hand out without anyone lending her a hand, but it's not easy. No, it's not easy. When your body's giving out and your eyes don't work, you're on your knees all day, digging in the dirt, it'd be easy to complain, easy to desert what she loves, what she's worked for, what keeps her going. She smiles as she thinks about what her mother told her. Nothing good in life comes easy. Work hard for what you want. She passes these lessons down as any good mother would, teaching through her actions as our actions speak louder than our words ever could. You see, grandma told mom and mom told me, it's not what we say or what we think, it's what we do that makes our pens produce the ink. Their names are written in history as if God has chosen them. They're no different than us, just ordinary men. Picasso, Jordan, Borlaug, Lincoln, Einstein, Jobs, you name it. Presidents, politicians, painters, it matters not. Ben Haggerty says the greats weren't great because at birth they could paint. The greats were great because they paint a lot. When we go all out, we can't be moderate. The message itself implies we've got to give all of it. But it's not easy. No, it's not easy. She lies in her bed, worn down, exhausted, knowing she did her part. She smiles, because when you go all out, it's not easy, but what's hard comes from the heart.
Our generation is called lazy, inconsiderate, selfish. We're classified as entitled, as rude, as helpless, but these are not thoughts that will define us today. No, these are not thoughts that will define our way. It'll be our time in a gym, a place of work, sweat, and tears, beads rolling down the face, a place of exhaustion and overcoming one's fears. We're pushed to the limit, a limit of breaking, and then push more, a push we know is worth taking. It's those who desire but are never fulfilled, those whose heart is in it and have all the will. It's the tiring of the mind, the body of the soul, but it's the long hours, the practice, the dedication that prevails. It's the labor, the time, all out for a crop that is never guaranteed, the training, the commitment to pick up the speed. It's the teacher who spends all day in and out of the class, a doctor whose mission is to make a life last, a firefighter who puts his life on the line, the soldier who defends your freedom and mine. It's the blood, sweat, and tears that make our time worth it. It's the journey to the top that makes us deserve it. It's our own ability to leave it all on the field. It's our own ability to act on our will. We have an obligation, a duty, a responsibility to serve, a responsibility to ag each other and the people who were.
We will burst through that door
with more energy than ever before.
We'll put words into actions to show we want more.
It's the heart that's speaking. It's the heart we will follow.
To commit to taking that next step.
And going all out for today and tomorrow.